The game of football was Sharif Floyd's ticket to escaping the harsh realities of his day-to-day life. He was living on his own at the age of 16 and struggling each and every day to survive in the tough neighborhoods of North Philadelphia. But by high school, it was quickly evident the game could have a major impact on his life. Needing a break to attend the U.S. Army All-Star Game, a guidance counselor came up with an idea to raise money.
He gave me the letter and he went back to class and I read through it and I contacted Coach Wallace and I'm like, what is this about? And he was like, that's big, Seeger. So I immediately started scrambling, being like, how can we make this possible? We sold brownies with the special ed students. I had fundraisers to raise the money in order for him to participate. And so every day, I mean, I don't think I've eaten a brownie since then, to be honest with you.
Having the opportunity to play in marquee national games and camps made his spotlight even bigger, which made Floyd the most sought-after prep defensive tackle. He decided to move away from Philadelphia and the area that made him the man he was becoming.
Came down to Ohio State and Florida, and in those two places, I just felt comfort in myself, not a coach, not a player, not anything like that. I chose the university over everything because I enjoy being a Gator. Even now that I'm not a Gator on the field or on film, I'm still a Gator at heart.
Leaving Philadelphia for college meant leaving 18 years of highs and lows in his youth for a young man who overcame countless struggles, always keeping that positive attitude and energy. But he also left some key individuals in the city of brotherly love who helped transform him into the Gators' biggest recruit in years. That included an unlikely bond which developed between an inner city kid and a suburban business owner.
Kevin started off in my life as a friend, as anyone should. Shortly afterwards, became a friend. Right near to that, became a great friend. And then shortly after, a mentor. You know, and throwing that word mentors around is a hard word to say because you got to trust in somebody to do that. Trust wasn't a heavy word that I used on my side of the field because I never had it. I never needed it. It was never an option. And then when I seen this genuine guy, this genuine person that just wants to give back to the community, that just wants to see kids doing good, that just wants the best out of a person, because he can help, because he's there, because his dad encouraged it, you know. So me seeing that from him, and he's Jewish and he's a Caucasian, and I'm from the ghetto, the hood, like where I don't really see that a lot.
With so many loyal and genuine people who helped Sharif rise to stardom, he took off as a Florida Gator. He became first team All-American, and on a spring night in 2013, every day of struggle and doubt that was in his mind as a youth was erased as his dream was realized.
The Minnesota Vikings select Sharif Floyd, defensive tackle, Florida.
The draft to me meant everything because that's something that you will remember the rest of your life. Shaking the commissioner's hand. So that to me was my first taste of elite status. That's at that point in time, everybody's eyes are on you, and you're that guy.
The day changed his life as he arrived in Minnesota as the 23rd pick in the 2013 NFL Draft. Now in his third season in the NFL, the 24-year-old has developed into one of the key members of the Vikings defense and a leader on the team for years to come.
You know, there's a great tradition here for three techniques in this, you know, from Keith Millard to John Randall to Kevin Williams. You know, Sharif has the talent to be one of those guys someday if he keeps coming. You know, powerful, strong, explosive, but he has the quickness of a little guy, even though he's a big man. And so he just has to keep growing with his game, and you know, I'm expecting big, big things from him.
When faced with obstacles in life, there are two choices. Let them bring you down, or find a way to persevere.
How do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be remembered as the kid that had nothing? As the kid that just some people took care of? Or a guy you said hi to? or do you want the whole city to say your name? And I feel like I want the city to say my name. I want them to see that I'm more than just a guy that grew up with nothing, because I made everything come true in my life.
Sharif Floyd grew up in an area of Philadelphia where crime and poverty are everywhere, but he didn't let that hold him down. He went from being homeless as a teenager to becoming the top football recruit in the country to being drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. His struggles as a youth and his ability to overcome challenges makes his path to the NFL and success all the more rewarding.
Type of kid that when you look at and you draft these kids and all the adversity that he had to overcome, and for him to come out on top of that, that you know that he has potential to be a very good football player for you because he takes that same approach, that same mentality when he's on the field.
It takes a village to raise a man, and that's the situation. Everybody chipped in a little here, a little there to help him, but everybody's sort of good in Sharif. It's not like we all say, oh, he's going to be an NFL player, we want to be associated with an NFL player. We didn't know he was going to be an NFL player back then. We knew he was special. We knew he was special athletically, but we also knew he was a special person. You know, regardless of athletics, he's a natural leader, and he's going to be somebody special after football is over. Football's not going to be the end of his career. It's going to be the beginning of the next career for him.
I am what it should be for every kid coming out of Philadelphia. You know, I feel like I can be that guy that goes back and says, look, it's more than just this. It's more than just a bad situation. It's more than just I don't have parents. It's more than just I don't have a mom. You know, those things matter down the line, but right now, you still control your life. You still control what you do on a daily. So who do you want to be as a person? When you look back 10, 15 years, how do you want to be remembered?